Steven.
Obviously, you'd like to have had a stronger performance on Sunday, but just what do you think? We were talking about third downs just now in particular. Just you've had some particular struggles there, and that leads to, you know, your defense getting back on the field too quickly. I mean, what are you particularly frustrated with on third down?
Well, I think before you focus on the third down, you have to backtrack a little bit and what are the things that we are doing or not doing to put ourselves in a better position on third down. And that's the getting into those third and twos and threes and fours and fives. And that starts with avoiding some of the negative plays, whether it's a penalty or it's a tackle for loss or a run that doesn't gain anything or an incomplete pass. And so that really is a starting point. And then as you get into the third down, really trying to identify the areas that your strengths are and trying to make sure that we can put our guys in the best spots. And I know that sounds very simple, easier said than done, but, you know, I think we're in a much better position when we kind of bank on the things that we've gotten good at and we feel comfortable with when we're in those more manageable down and distances. But there's no question whether it's third and 11 plus, third and one. You know, we got a challenge. We got to respond. We haven't been doing that. We got to do a better job.
Mike, I know you guys want to stay on schedule and run the football, but when you run it as many times as you did on first down, are you just making it a little too easy on the defense and not really, you know, stretching them in the perimeters and making them play the whole field?
There's always going to be concerns about trying to keep them on their toes and then yet at the same time establish a mindset or a time of possession, and it's a constant balance that we're continuing to work with, and certainly when there are opportunities to take the shots and do those things down the field or even just some intermediate passes, we have to implement that. We've got to be able to do that, and I think that as we establish who we are and what our tendencies are, then it's obviously falls upon us coaches to identify those areas where maybe we're being too predictable or maybe we're trying to set a trap for an opponent or whatever the case may be. So obviously we're aware of that, and that's been an emphasis for sure.
Like, why do you think that the offense has been so inconsistent? You've had moments where you've, you know, shown some flashes, but for the most part it's been very inconsistent. Why do you think that?
I think you as a cumulative approach, you know, all of us have to get better, starting, you know, with me, with the coaches, you know, players. The good thing is that we're still pulling together here everyone's trying to find out what are the things that we can do better. And as we take the mystery out of it in terms of when a play breaks down and whether it's a scenario whereby we had a technique error or an assignment error or, gosh, one of those calls I wish I could have had back, whatever the case may be, as we've addressed those and continue to grow as a staff and as an offensive unit, I've been very pleased with the resolve of the group and the determination of the group and the fact that when we've had some of those setbacks, you know, it's not in a finger-pointing type of a deal. It's, okay, let's solve the problem. And so that's where our focus is moving forward and solving our problems offensively.
When you watch Josh Freeman and you try to solve his problems, when he's the one that's not executing, let's say he makes a bad throw or a bad read or he doesn't look comfortable. Mm-hmm. He didn't look comfortable the other day when he was 6 for 20. And I know there's reasons for that. Mm-hmm. What is it you think that's causing him the most trouble? He seems to be staring down some receivers. Is he just not trusting what the routes are going to be? I mean, is it just the natural process of a new offense? Just what do you think's happening?
I think it's a combination of a lot of the things that you touched upon. I think that it comes down to working to get him at a point where he's able to trust his training, where he can go out there and let his natural skill set and his abilities and his vision and the talents that he has come to the forefront. The guys on the other side of the ball, you know, they've got a plan and they have talent and they can do some things to complicate that. And then, of course, we have to do our end, uphold everybody else that is in support of him to be able to throw the football, whether it's protection or whether it's receiving and then certainly his responsibility. So it's hard to put our finger on one particular thing, but we are continuing to make progress. He's had a good week this week, and we're continuing to be confident in his approach and his development, and we're looking forward to the next challenge. You're looking forward to Sunday.
Greg's feeling that there might be maybe Josh is becoming a caretaker in this offense instead of having the opportunity to become a playmaker. Is that a result of your desire to run the ball, or is that something that you don't agree with? How do you feel about that?
No, I you know, his job is to lead this offense, and I think whether it's a situation where we get a setback from a negative play or a a penalty or whatever the case may be, and trying to bounce back, we're always going to count on him and want him to be that guy who can make those critical plays. And I think the main thing is, not just for Josh, but for all of our players, is to just focus on their job. You know, Coach Shannon always talks about do your job. And I think that's all of us. Sometimes it's the quarterback because of the high visibility. It gets pointed out, but I think if any player is trying to press too much or isn't, you know, trying to compensate it, if everyone just focuses on doing their job, we'll get ourselves where we want to be as an offense. And so, you know, there's hard to put one particular label or point, put your finger on exactly what maybe the issues are. It's a combination of a bunch of things, but we're continuing to move forward together, which is a good thing.
Mike, there's an interesting stat from 2010. There's only two quarterbacks in the league that have thrown for 7,500 yards and rushed for 600. Josh is one. He hasn't run a lot this year. Is that by design? I know coaches talked about not wanting him to get hurt, but and putting him in situations if he's going to run to slide. But can that get him in his comfort zone since he's done it so well in the past?
I think so. But that doesn't mean we're going to, you know, change what we're doing to a wildcat or do some of the things that you see Washington doing with their run game. I mean, as far as putting him in those positions, I think anything that he can do to extend the play and be able to put himself in a position to make something happen down the field, yet still within the framework of what we want to do and making a good decision. You know, the big thing, it's three games into the season, and it is a long season, and there's nothing it doesn't count what happens in terms of what we want to accomplish down the road. It's not how we are in September. It's where we're going to be in November and December. And I'm not trying to be it starts this Sunday. We have a sense of urgency. But I just think that the good news about this and having firsthand experienced it, that it's where you're at as you continue to move forward and to build. And we're not where we want to be right now, but we're committed to improvement as a staff and as an organization and with the players, and we're excited about Sunday.
Where are you at with your comfort level in play calling, Coach? I know you're a quarterback coach and a receivers coach, mm-hmm. but where are you at on your comfort level as far as that goes?
I'm comfortable with the plays that work and uncomfortable with the ones that don't.
Perfect.
I'm working with this staff. They've been tremendous. We feel comfortable with the input, you know, from the head coach, from the other assistants on offense, and just putting the plan together has been exciting, and then going out and practicing it and then just letting it fly on Sunday. It's been sometimes more enjoyable than others, but again, it's all about moving forward. It's about that next challenge. That's what we're really excited about.
I know you have it in your offense in terms of moving the pocket or the boots and the waggles and getting Josh in a different launch point. He was very good at that, you know, sort of extending plays, being in space, being able to see, you know, different throw the ball down the field. Will we see more of that as we go along? Or are you just philosophically more comfortable with him, with your quarterback, in the pocket where he can be protected and not exposing himself?
I think there's definite merit to having him on the perimeter, as you've said, you know, moving the launch, you know, changing the launch point, whether it's a naked or a nude or a waggle or a boot, what have you. There's no question. That's something that has some merit. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.